Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hard to believe that it has been over 2 weeks now since the shootings at the Tree of Life. And slowly but surely, efforts are being made to get things kind of back to normal, if there ever is. I guess you'd call it the new normal in Squirrel Hill. And the mayor this morning, making headlines, talking about pushing for local gun control. Now, this is something that City Councilman Corey O'Connor brought up right after the shooting during a hearing in Pittsburgh City Council. And he joins us on our DISC Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Corey, good morning and welcome back to KDKA.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Corey, obviously this hit way too close to home for you and so many others. You know, within a week, another shooting in Thousand Oaks, California, and everybody, now it's happening with such frequency, it automatically brings up the question, what can we do? So what can we do? As a Pittsburgh City Councilman, what do you want to see done?
So we've had meetings over the past couple weeks, met with students from Alderdice, other representatives of the community, as well as some representatives from Ceasefire PA, spoke to the mayor's office within those 2 weeks. We're having a meeting again this week, talked to some council members. You know, I think we can really lead on some common sense approaches, as well as finally getting coalitions of cities, municipalities, and boroughs to pass the same ordinance, at least throughout the state, and possibly with the mayor's leadership, get some other cities across the country to do it at the same time. You know, locally, some of our oversight, we can't do specific things. But I think now's the time to roll up our sleeves and fight it out. I think if you look across the country, there's a movement to have common sense laws here. You know, there's no reason why an individual should have an AR-15 and things like that. And you shouldn't take a handgun and turn it into a weapon like that. And I think if we start the fight in Pittsburgh, we're going to get a lot of people jumping on board, and hopefully we get some good common sense approaches to this across the country.
But doesn't this fly in the face of the state statewide preemption clause that basically doesn't allow local municipalities to do this kind of thing?
Exactly. And that's a reason for us to pick that fight. You know, we're here to protect our residents. And if the state or federal governments aren't going to do anything, then we need to do it. You know, we're going to obviously come up with a couple different ordinances that we're having conversations right now with. You know, some can be outright bans. Others can be get more involved in background checks. And I think, you know, when more and more cities and municipalities take this fight up, hopefully we have some clear thinkers at the state. And I know we do locally. I don't know about statewide, but that's the time for them to also step up and make some changes. And then you go to the federal level as well. And if it's a grassroots fight with a lot of cities and municipalities, that's what we're hoping to lead from Pittsburgh's end.
We're with Pittsburgh City Councilman Corey O'Connor. So, again, Corey, define exactly what it is you want to accomplish.
So, I mean, there are a couple ordinances that we're writing right now, so I can't be too specific, but, you know, I can tell you that there are such things as, you know, being able to seize somebody's weapons for a time being if you see that on social media they are ranting and raving about certain things. Also, you know, an AR-15, let's just roll up our sleeves and go after that. You know, again, there's no reason why somebody should have that type of weapon on them at all times. So it's going to be legislation along those lines. Also, probably looking at, you know, the amount of bullets or the amount of ammunition somebody could possibly purchase. So going at it from a bunch of different angles is what we're hoping to accomplish, as well as getting a coalition to do it at once, because now we're hopefully going to have a fight in a number of different courts, not only across Pennsylvania, maybe across the country. And that would be a pretty good showing for Pittsburgh, as well as the nation, that says enough is enough. If it wasn't enough 15 years ago, it should be enough now.
Corey, I know they've reopened the streets around Tree of Life, and later this week, Tree of Life is actually going to move the makeshift memorial indoors and get it off the street, which will further bring the street back to what it was. I mean, is there such thing as getting back to normal now?
I think always in the back of your mind, you're never going to get there, but the more we have people coming out in the neighborhood, the more we have gatherings, we're trying to get that sense of normalcy, and I think we're definitely going to be able to accomplish it. I think the city's strong enough that we pulled together to help out the victims, their families, even residents that, you know, might be afraid to go outside. You know, we're trying to get more people to gather to show, don't be afraid of this. It was a horrific incident, but we're all here together to support one another. And the more events that we have, we try to get back to that normal side of things. But I'm sure the first few months, if not a year plus, of going back to the Tree of Life is going to be tough for a lot of people. Sure. And that's why we all have to be there to support them.
We appreciate your willingness to come on, Corey, and as always, our best to your mom and family, and thank you.
Will do. Thanks a lot. Take care.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.